ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 100 New York City police officers were deployed to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators from an administration building and the Columbia University campus on Tuesday night. Around four dozen demonstrators carted off to jail.
Streets were shut down as several buses filled with demonstrators drove through. By 11 o'clock, NYPD announcing that all those inside the university's Hamilton Hall and that encampment had been cleared out. The only thing that remains this morning on the university are the tents of that encampment, which Columbia University says that they will work to clear.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will test ground beef for bird flu particles, latest effort to track and understand how the virus is spreading among livestock. Last week, USDA said non-infectious bits of the virus were found in pasteurized milk. Chinese state media reporting a highway has collapsed in the southern province of Guangdong, at least 19 people killed. This is ABC News. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with troubling news for rural Americans. ABC's Brittany Shepard tells the tale.
The CDC now says those who live in rural areas are more likely to die from a slew of issues before age 80 compared to their urban counterparts. Ailments including heart disease, cancer, and stroke. What's the cause? Previous research points to scant access to special and emergency care and lower likelihoods of health insurance. But the CDC hopes to tackle these challenges head on, vowing to improve rural health by offering more at the community level, like upping cancer screens and promoting active lifestyles. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Separately, the CDC says at least a dozen people in California and Washington state were sickened with E. coli linked to organic walnuts sold in bulk in 19 states. The nuts sold in natural food and co-op stores like Whole Foods and Market of Choice. Gibson Farms recalled the peanuts. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get into a brawl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays 8-2, but it wasn't easy. Top of the eighth, Tampa Bay's Jose Siri at the plate as both benches cleared for a fight on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
On the ground, first base, Hoskins flips to Uribe. One up, one down, Siri retired. Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh, boy, that's not what you want to see. Bullpen's empty. Abner Uribe.
Now, early in the game, Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta ejected, along with manager Pat Murphy, thrown out for a second night in a row.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt.
NBA, the Bucks overcome some obstacles and beat the Pacers 115-92 to stay alive, 3-2. Doc Rivers on the win.
I did walk off the floor and I said, we're coming tonight. And I told our coaches that. I said, I don't know if we're going to win, but we're coming to play and win tonight. You can feel it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 50s. West winds will turn a little breezy. In fact, that west wind stays up. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies developing. By the afternoon, highs will climb to the upper 60s, close to the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, join us for a delayed round of Three Headlines and a Lie. 11:33 public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is going after the fake electors. This is fascinating. Now, this happened actually apparently a month or three ago, but we're just getting the word now. Google and X, you know, formerly Twitter, recently provided hundreds of files. This Marshall Cohen writing on CNN. Recently provided hundreds of files to Michigan prosecutors for their 2020 election subversion probe, complying with search warrants that investigators obtained after CNN revealed secret social media accounts belonging to Kenneth Chesebrough, or Chesbro, who played a major role in that fake electors plot. These warrants make clear, writes Marshall Cohen for CNN, that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is still gathering new information on the probe, 9 months after she charged the state's fake electors with forgery and other crimes for signing certificates falsely claiming Donald Trump won the state in 2020. Trump, by the way, is listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in these, and the case is not expected to go to trial before the election. CNN notes, these messages also show how Chesebrough aggressively reached out to conservative pundits and right-wing figures after Trump lost the 2020 election, prodding them to publicly promote his long-shot theories about how to subvert the Electoral College process. So here you got Kenneth Chesebrough, this lawyer who's working for Trump to try to overturn the 2020 election, and he's reaching out to all these right-wing outlets and saying, you know, hey, amplify this meme, amplify this idea that the election was stolen from Trump, that there's widespread election fraud, that the Democrats are up to no good, that Donald Trump is actually the legitimate president, you know, quack, quack, quack. And, you know, they ran with it. They carried this stuff. It's why people showed up on January 6th. It's why Trump is still in the running for the presidency. It's why 70% of Republicans now think that the election was stolen from Donald Trump in 2020. And they're willing to give it back to him this fall. The direct messages obtained by CNN, reading from the article, chronicle how Chesebrough, while advising the Trump campaign on the fake electors plot, was also trying to garner friendly news coverage by relentlessly pitching to conservative radio hosts and pro-Trump pundits. And they bought it. Meanwhile, one of those Republicans, Christina Bob, you know, a Trump lawyer, a former Trump lawyer, she's also an RNC lawyer. She was also a conservative news anchor for a while and an attorney for Trump. She was interviewed by Steve Bannon on Monday of this week. And he said, 9 felonies or how many years in prison? And she said, I don't know how many for those 9 felonies. Yeah, several decades or 50 years in prison. I assume it would be for the rest of my life in prison. Wow. Bob was one of 18 people charged in the Arizona fake elector scheme. And Boris Epstein and Rudy Giuliani were also charged. And she's taking this seriously, I guess, but she's also apparently not flipped on Trump. So, you know, I mean, if I knew, I mean, these lawyers know that Trump was lying about having won the election. They have to know this. I mean, over 60 courts examined this. There was, you know, thousands of pieces of evidence presented to prove that Trump had the election stolen from him, and none of them held up to scrutiny. None of them. Not one. Even before the Supreme Court itself said, you know, Biden won. He's president. But, you know, Trump and his buddies are still running around yelling and squealing about this thing. It's incredible. And another geeky science here. This is rather concerning. You know, there's this flu, this bird flu out there that over 800 humans have contracted now so far in the last 2 years. Few of them in the United States. There's just been a handful of them in the United States. And the flu kills more than half of the people it gets. I mean, this is a deadly, deadly flu. It has not, we have not yet seen human-to-human transmission, which means the flu has not mutated. The way, for example, that the Spanish flu happened in 1917, 1918, was that a herd of pigs in Leavenworth, Kansas, was infected with a bird flu, and at the same time with a human flu. Pigs can get human flu. And the flu virus acquired some genes from the human flu and some genes from the pig flu, and you had this brand new, they called it a swine flu, this, you know, they called it ultimately a Spanish flu, although it didn't originate in Spain, it originated in Leavenworth, Kansas, but it was, you know, that was a staging area for soldiers going over to Europe for World War I, and they took the flu with them to Europe, and then of course it wiped out Europe. But that was a deadly flu, but it had a 1 or 2% fatality rate. We're talking a 50 to 55% fatality rate right now. And one of the big concerns is, frankly, that our animal agriculture system is amplifying this. I've been wanting to write about this for some time now. We have so many cows now who are mammals, just like we are, who have acquired this bird flu that they're finding particles, fragments of the flu virus, identifiable fragments of the flu virus and the flu virus itself in their milk. Now, pasteurization kills the virus, so it's not like, you know, you have to stop drinking milk and freak out about it. But you wouldn't want to be drinking raw milk right now. But the reason why this is showing up in the milk is that the industrial agriculture industry feeds cows the ground up waste from chickens that can't be turned into dog food. Stuff like feathers and legs and gristle. And cows are vegetarians, but they're feeding them these pieces of chicken because, hey, it's you know, it's nutrients. And the chickens are getting the bird flu because they're birds. But now the latest story, this is, you know, very concerning. A Florida dolphin was discovered with a, quote, highly pathogenic bird flu, according to this study. The dolphin, this is by Robin White over at Newsweek, the dolphin was the first cetacean ever recorded with the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, also known as HPAIV, in North America. Scientists fear that the spread of the bird flu could be catastrophic for cetaceans. That would be, you know, dolphins and whales, basically. This dolphin was first found in distress in March of 2022 after it became stuck in a Dixie County canal. Attempts were made to rescue it, but it died shortly after the rescue team arrived. They packed it in ice to try to figure out what's wrong with it. And, you know, now they figured it out. Upon further analysis, they discovered symptoms similar to those in other Florida wildlife that have been infected with the virus, this bird flu virus. They had inflammation. It had inflammation of the brain. It died from the flu. And the researchers also said that in 2022, there had been harbor seals and gray seals dying from the virus. The virus was first detected in North America in 2021. And since then, it has been spreading across birds and other mammals. If this thing breaks into the human population, we're going to have a real problem. That's the bad news. Now, the good news is we know how to make flu virus vaccines. And as long as you don't listen to Bob, and instead, you get yourself vaccinated, you might be in good shape. Although there is no vaccine right now for this bird flu because it has not yet mutated in a way that would make it amenable to humans. But keep an eye on this thing. This is a pandemic waiting to happen. So, you know, wild times, as they say. I'll be back on the other side of this break with your calls for the rest of the hour. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truths, the multinational corporations and the animal agriculture industry would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mino and the Mayor.
You can see him every single Sunday. Fight. Win a Super Bowl, drive off in a Hyundai. Her baby crib is bigger than his. She was supposed to buy Tyco with her money. She bought LiPo with her money. Oh, I just got it tuned. Somebody just tuned in. Said, hey, I just tuned in. Was that actually Kanye or Mino singing that?
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, too. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Remember when Trump was the president, and they were doing a family separation down at our borders. Remember that?
I do.
Okay, it's not a present memory. I understand it. But I can feel you, brother. I can feel you. But anyway, a lot of faith ministries went down there. They had an opinion about what was going on. And some rabbis went down there. Some rabbis went down there to protest what was going on with their mothers and them kids and what was going on down there. Check this out. Everybody got turned away. The rabbis got arrested. The reason why the rabbis got arrested, because they refused to be turned away. Those brothers got arrested, fingerprinted. They probably gave them a pass because, you know, faith people. But the rabbis wasn't going for that. Okay, now right now everybody's getting a bad name if they're in this group or that group. But I'm going to talk about people, real people of faith. There's another brother. Now, this guy's not a rabbi. His name is Lauren Livingston. He's a white man. He's a preacher. And you ought to hear what this man's got to say about MAGA, but not only so much MAGA, about trying to blend the Word of God with a government.
Yeah, be careful with him, by the way, Morris, because he's a huge Trump supporter, and he's kind of a neo-fascist. He's opposed to the Bible that Trump is selling, having the Declaration and Constitution in it. And he spoke out strongly about that, but he's also a very toxic man.
But I believe this, Tom. I believe in the broken clock thing. You know, nobody's 100% either way.
Yeah.
And a couple of times a day, a guy's going to be on the money. You know, and he was on the money with that.
You're right.
I believe it takes one of them to talk to them about them, whoever them is. And that message, only a guy like him could reach them, Tom. I love you, but you couldn't deliver that message to that audience.
Yeah,
but he
right.
could. And I thought it was very, you know, it was outstanding that he did that. And that's all I want to say. He was a principled man, and it's about having some principles. And principles don't have no color, don't have no nationality. They ain't got none. They got no language. Either you're right or you're wrong. And when you talk about people dying, suffering, despair, that's not Jesus. It's not. And you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a rabbi to know what's right and what's wrong, Tom. And we know what's going on over there is wrong. But then it is complex. Now, people who want to really get down into it, please read. Read the Bedford document. Read about al-Nakba. Read about the charter that created Israel. Don't be echoing things that you heard. People don't read them or they ain't got your reading muscles on, Tom. But you're going to have to do that to get a better understanding of things. And I appreciate this platform. And thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Talk to you
thank
later.
You, Morris. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Oh, it's been such a great show. Thank you so much. Well, you opened the show with the Missouri petition drive for to it says you know to end the ban against
to put abortion rights on the ballot. Yes.
So I wanted to clear it up. We had very little trouble. We had quite a few men come and sign. We had stations in the park. We had a notary. Mm-hmm. It went beautifully. We had no violence. We had no problems at all. But oddly enough, yesterday I wore a T-shirt saying Missourians for a constitutional freedom, and I got a lot of funny looks in the supermarket and at the YMCA. But the drive is still going on, and Missourians can just call their local Democratic club, and they can tell you where to go to sign the petition.
Great. So are you hearing? Are you getting this effort by the Susan B. Anthony list and apparently several other right wing anti-abortion groups that are warning people not to sign?
And we had two drives, one on a Saturday and the other one on a Saturday night in at a jazz fair, and we didn't. But the most loud complaining people are the Catholic Church people who just scream, abortion is murder, abortion is murder. And I just calmly say, this is not about abortion. Nobody wants an abortion. It's about choice.
Right. Exactly.
I remember
if you don't want an abortion, don't get one.
Nobody's telling you to get your abortion. They're going to make you get an abortion. Right. We just want a constitutional right to our own bodies.
There you go.
And that's all. And I want to thank you for a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Holly. You're in Missouri, and I mean, it's being reported that there's this whole campaign now that's been launched by these anti-abortion groups warning people. How far away from fulfilling the number of signatures you need are you right now?
I'm not sure. It went on in every county. Each Democratic group got all fully instructions
but you have
on
not
what
yet,
to do.
You have not yet hit the threshold necessary to get on the ballot, right?
I think we have a couple of more days. There is a time limit, but there are other petitions too for to support teachers and education and the voting rights and stuff like that. Right. But I'm a second wave feminist, and I've done this all before.
Yeah,
we marched down Fifth Avenue in 1970, and we wouldn't let up until they passed Roe v. Wade. So I'm used to this. The other people here aren't.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Holly.
So I'm the only one.
Keep spreading the good word. I gotta run, but thank you so much for the call and your kind words.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 100 New York City police officers were deployed to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators from an administration building and the Columbia University campus on Tuesday night. Around four dozen demonstrators carted off to jail.
Streets were shut down as several buses filled with demonstrators drove through. By 11 o'clock, NYPD announcing that all those inside the university's Hamilton Hall and that encampment had been cleared out. The only thing that remains this morning on the university are the tents of that encampment, which Columbia University says that they will work to clear.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will test ground beef for bird flu particles, latest effort to track and understand how the virus is spreading among livestock. Last week, USDA said non-infectious bits of the virus were found in pasteurized milk. Chinese state media reporting a highway has collapsed in the southern province of Guangdong, at least 19 people killed. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Stand up, fight back. Stand up, fight back.
University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depends on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Bakken speaking about election year crime issues with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Jon Bon Jovi cannot seem to stop talking about how much he cheated in his marriage. The rumors apparently upset his wife, Dorothea, but he still can't keep his trap shut. The singer says his wife has always been there for him when he's fallen. The couple has been together since high school. The rock star and writer of many overwhelmingly mediocre songs said during a primetime special on ABC, he's a rock star, not a saint, and then alluded to having hundreds of girls while married, saying he got away with murder. Hey, idiot. You didn't get away with it if you're confessing on national TV. Deadline.com reports that Tilda Swinton will join Colin Farrell in the cast of The Ballad of a Small Player. The film tells the story of a gambler hiding out and laying low in the Far East who meets a kindred spirit. Filming for the Netflix production will start in Asia this summer. You can also catch Farrell in the film noir series Sugar on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 50s. West winds will turn a little breezy. In fact, that west wind stays up. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies developing. By the afternoon, highs will climb to the upper 60s, close to the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I went for a walk yesterday, and I walked past the car, Jim's car, and I saw the light blink in the red light.
Oh.
So I come in here, I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, ah, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there, goes, ah, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers, who joins me to discuss upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. And we'll talk about Casey Kasem's bloopers. You've never heard swearing like this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls and do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every possible solution to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zapmydebt.com. For Pivotal Debt Solutions. ZapMyDebt.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Adrian in Columbia, Tennessee. Hey, Adrian, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just, thanks for having my iron, Tom. Sure. I've been thinking about the war over in Gaza and just wondering when do, if the Palestinian Arabs want to have a ceasefire and want to get back to peace, when do they apologize to the Israelis for the barbaric attack that their leaders in Hamas presented to the Israelis and start turning the Hamas over to the Israelis to have them tried and found guilty of whatever they have done?
Yeah, you're asking the question, Adrian, as if there is a functioning society in Gaza right now. Instead, there's 2 million people who are homeless. You've got a large percentage of the population on the verge of famine. You've got tens of thousands of people dead, hundreds of thousands of people injured, and all the hospitals destroyed. All of the infrastructure of modern governance is gone. The universities have been destroyed. The schools have been destroyed. People's jobs are gone. They're not going to be coming out. And if any Palestinian was to just, walk up to a TV camera and walk up to Israeli soldiers and say, we apologize for what Hamas did, they'd get shot. I mean, it's just what you're suggesting is it might make sense in a first world country, if the people in Ohio had done something against the people in Indiana for the people of Ohio to apologize. But it's kind of a silly argument with regard to Gaza right now, given the situation that Gazans are in.
Well, the people that are negotiating for a ceasefire have not apologized and not saying sorry to Israelis. And let's get down and talk about what we can do to come back to a peaceful
situation. They're not going to because they believe that they were justified in what they did. They're rich and they're not in Gaza. They're hanging out in Oman. I believe it's Oman. They're in one of the wealthy Middle Eastern countries.
Exactly. So they have nothing to lose.
The UAE. Yeah. No, it's the same problem that we had, that the world had, basically. Certainly Israel had, trying to negotiate with Yasser Arafat years ago. I mean, Jimmy Carter cut a deal for Arafat and Bill Clinton cut a deal for Arafat that were just spectacular. And Arafat turned him down because he did not want to, as long as the Palestinian people were kind of outlaws, as long as they weren't legitimate, as long as there wasn't a real government, he could run basically kind of a little mafia operation where he, expropriated millions and millions of dollars for himself and his buddies. And, it was just a corrupt mess. Now, part of the problem is that the corruption was
was viewed favorably by several Israeli governments. And, you know, see, we don't have an honest partner here. And rather than doing something to help the PLO come into the modern era and become a functioning, you know, political entity, you know, they were quite happy. I mean, the same thing. Netanyahu did the same thing with Hamas. Netanyahu, for over a decade, had been funneling money into Hamas because he thought that Hamas would compete with the PLO over on the West Bank for primacy, for, you know, who's going to speak for the Palestinians. And he was right. You know, he kept the you know, these two groups of Palestinians at each other's throats and kept them from forming a political or economic or you know, any kind of a bloc, particularly a political bloc, that might have, you know, the competence to be the future second state, the future Palestinian state. He doesn't want a Palestinian state. He said that right out loud. And the people who are supporting him, you know, don't want a Palestinian state. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say, you know, gee, this is all the fault of the Palestinians or all the fault of the Israelis. It's, you know, there's been plenty of blame to go around on both sides, frankly, for decades.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Adrian. Andrea in Tallahassee, Florida. Hey, Andrea, what's up?
Hey, Tom, first of all, let me just qualify what I'm about to say with the fact that I am a history professor.
Good on you.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, I am a history professor, and although this is not my particular area of expertise, I am a big fan of contextualization and people knowing what the heck they're talking about. So having said all of that, I am very empathetic, and as a Black American, most certainly identify with the struggles of the Palestinian people. And I get, you know, the protests that, you know, are calling attention to their plight. But my big problem, it goes back to something one of your earlier callers said. I feel like too often on our side being the center left, in this country, we let perfect be the enemy of good. If you were to walk up to any one of these student demonstrators and say, what is the end goal? Okay, so you're protesting, you don't think, you know, you're opposed to President Biden, you don't think, you want to punish him or not reward him by denying him a second term in office. Okay, well, in our system, what does that leave you with? The other alternative is Trump. We do not have a multi-party parliamentary system the way that a lot of European countries do. You either have Democrat or you have Republican. That's it. So if Biden doesn't win and you end up with Trump, you think that's going to make the situation any better?
Exactly.
I mean, I really wish somebody would just put these demonstrators on the spot. And, you know, as somebody who demonstrated against apartheid and encouraged, you know, institutions over here to divest from, you know, what was then apartheid South Africa, I understand that argument, too. But none of these demonstrations, and I mean, regardless of what you think of him, Joe Scarborough had some good points yesterday. Historically, all of the unrest and division that we saw take place at the 1968 Democratic National Convention was in no small part responsible for landing Nixon in the White House.
Yep.
And as Joe Scarborough pointed out, 5 additional years of Vietnam.
Yep.
Now, we later have since learned that, you know, Richard Nixon was actively involved, treasonously so, in sabotaging the peace process. But you and I both know, Tom, and this is not to disrespect our fellow Americans, but most Americans, they don't read, they don't take the time to understand nuance, they're ahistorical, and all they see is what they have in front of them at the moment.
Yep.
I'm just really afraid that you know, regardless of what the Republicans are going to do, they're going to cheat, they're going to do what they do. But we are going to actively hand this election to Donald Trump. I mean, I just feel like it's 2016, Bernie bro energy all over again.
Yeah.
And we ended up with 3 right-wing conservatives on the Supreme Court because people were throwing monumental tantrums during the 2016 election, and look at what we got. And we're about to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Different issue, different day, but same thing.
Yep. And the Republicans are going, I mean, look at Elise Stefanik, they're going out of their way to amplify the worst of the protests and to antagonize the protesters to try to get them to become even more extreme and more reactionary. And it's working.
But we're playing into it.
I agree.
We're playing right into it.
I agree. I agree, or at least the protesters are. You and I aren't, Andrea, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Somebody need to, you know, they need to get these babies, you know, and I oftentimes tell my students, you know, sometimes I'm your professor, but sometimes I got to be your auntie.
Yeah.
I wish I could put on my auntie hat and go out there and really talk to them and help them to understand. It's like your last, one of your last callers say, the long game.
Yeah.
This is not helping the long game at all.
Yeah. No, I get it. And it's, yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, you want to defend the right to protest. And you know, what's happening in Gaza is wrong. And yet, it's devastating, as you correctly point out, Andrea, and Michael Moore did yesterday on CNN. It's devastating Biden's chances in 2024 in this fall. Andrea, thank you so much. You said it so very, very well, like only a history professor could have. Brilliant. Thank you. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, N-Y-M-B-L, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. Thank you, as always. And thank you for bringing up that issue of the bird flu viruses. Scientists have been warning for decades about these viruses mutating and jumping from one species to another. I recently saw a documentary called No Accident, which has to do with bovine spongiform encephalopathy, mm-hmm. or mad cow disease. And a version of this is jumping on elk and deer and wildlife,
right.
Primarily because these game farms, which are horrible places where people pin these animals on fences so that people can come and shoot them for sport.
Right.
And they're horrible places, but these animals are developing these waste. It's called some kind of a waste disease, similar
wasting
to
disease. Yes.
Yeah.
BGE.
And these, correct, these prions, or the disease, they are spreading not only to wildlife, but they are spreading to pigs and sheep and other animals, mm-hmm. as well as crops and grasses. When I saw this documentary and these things happening, it's very scary.
Yeah.
What they're doing. And I don't know if you are familiar with this or if you've seen it, but I will strongly recommend you to watch it. It's very scary.
There was a lot of news about that maybe 10, 15 years ago when there was a number of people in Michigan who were deer hunters who ate meat from deer that had been infected.
Correct,
with that,
yeah.
with this prion disease. This misfolded protein, and at the time there was some concern that a lot of what's being diagnosed as Alzheimer's was actually BSE, was actually the bovine spongiform encephalopathy, and
yeah.
Apparently not, because when somebody gets BSE, they go from normal to basically dead in a really short period of time, like 6 months to a year. Whereas, Alzheimer's can take 4, 5, 6 years to really destroy a person. It's a big problem, Alfredo. And
It is. The scary part is that no one is paying much attention to it. And it appears that it's spreading widely through wildlife.
Yes.
And I think they should shut down these so-called game farms because, I mean, not only are they're horrible, but if they are posing so much threat to wildlife, I think they should be shut down. Yeah, but that was my comment for today. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. Yeah, these are places like, this is where Antonin Scalia died. You know, he was at one of these game farms down in Texas where they have the animals and then they release them so you can shoot them. It's gruesome. Alfredo, thank you. Not always nice to hear from you. Meg in Fort Bragg, California. Hey, Meg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I just want to make an observation and then a question for you. It's not what the Supreme Court decided last week. Is that not their own version of catch and kill? And because they caught it, and do we think at all that they were going to? I mean, Neil Gorsuch is insistence that we don't hear any arguments in this case because we're dealing with future presidents and not this one.
Right.
But is that also, as I've heard you comment, is that also then the Supreme's embrace of Project 2025, and would that not threaten their supremeness, as you've pointed out?
Yeah, I don't know about Project 2025. It's pretty sprawling, you know, but I think catch and kill is a great way to describe what, you know, at least four conservatives on the court have done by taking this November 2023 claim of Donald Trump in court that he's immune because he was president and stretching it out until the end of April for hearings and then probably June or July for a final decision. You know, they're just making sure that Trump's trial doesn't happen before the election because they don't want the information. I mean, Clarence Thomas doesn't want the information about his own wife's culpability in this to come out.
Indeed.
I mean, these people are just insanely. Yeah.
But Andrew Weissman pointed out we're really one vote away from losing democracy. And Michael Luttig last night also said he believes this is a fatal error that they've made, that they can't go back now. Yes. There's no hope for them deciding in any other way, so he will not be held accountable.
I tend to agree that that's probably how it's going to play out. I mean, we'll know in the next week or two. Yes. They have the ability to turn around a decision really quickly. They've certainly done it many times. They did it when Trump was taken off the ballot in Colorado. They turned the decision around in less than 2 weeks. They did it when they wanted to help George W. Bush steal the election from Al Gore in Florida, even though Al Gore got 40,000 more votes than George Bush did. But Katherine Harris and Jeb Bush decided that because those people had both written in Al Gore's name and, you know, clicked the button for him, that therefore those were spoiled ballots, this brand new category that they created. It's just wrong. Meg, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom.
Good talking to you. David in Langley, Washington. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for educating me over the last 20 years or
so. Thank you, David. We've only got about 20 seconds left here, if you got a quick one.
Okay. About the two-state solution, isn't that the perfect definition of apartheid? What they need is a one-state solution where everyone is treated equally.
Yeah, the problem is that a one-state solution would eventually dissolve the Jewish nature of Israel, and they're not willing to do that. A two-state solution would simply be two nations. It wouldn't have to be apartheid. David, thank you for the thoughtful call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I think I already said that. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome in Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss 3rd District congressional politics and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 100 New York City police officers were deployed to clear